Arizona Revised Statutes Title 13 Chapter 4 Section 404. Justification, Self-Defense. A. Except as provided in subsection B of this section, a person is justified in threatening, or using physical force against another, when and to the extent a reasonable person would believe that physical force is immediately necessary to protect himself against the other's use or attempted use of unlawful physical force. B. The threat or use of physical force against another is not justified. 1. In response to verbal provocation alone, or 2. To resist an arrest that the person knows, or should know is being made by a peace officer, or by a person acting in a peace officer's presence and at his direction, whether the arrest is lawful or unlawful, unless the physical force used by the peace officer exceeds that allowed by law, or 3. If the person provoked the other's use or attempted use of unlawful physical force, unless A. The person withdraws from the encounter, or clearly communicates to the other his intent to do so, reasonably believing he cannot safely withdraw from the encounter, and B. The other nevertheless continues, or attempts to use unlawful physical force against the person. According to Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13 Chapter 4 Section 404, a person is justified in threatening or using physical force against another when a reasonable person would believe that immediate physical force is necessary to protect themselves against the other person's use, or attempted use of unlawful physical force. For instance, if someone is physically attacked by another person and believes that they are in immediate danger of being harmed, they can use physical force to defend themselves. However, there are certain situations where the threat or use of physical force against another person is not justified, as outlined in subsection B of section 404. If someone engages in a heated argument with another person, but the situation does not escalate to physical violence, using physical force in response to the verbal provocation alone is not considered justified. To resist an arrest made by a peace officer or someone acting in a peace officer's presence and at their direction, unless the physical force used by the officer exceeds what is allowed by law. If a person resists an arrest being made by a law enforcement officer, even if they believe the arrest to be unlawful, they cannot use physical force, unless the officer's use of force exceeds what is permitted by law. If the person provoked the other person's use, or attempted use of unlawful physical force, unless certain conditions are met. If a person engages in behavior that provokes another person to use, or attempt to use unlawful physical force, they cannot claim self-defense unless they meet the following conditions. They withdraw from the encounter, or clearly communicate their intent to do so, reasonably believing that they cannot safely withdraw, and the other person continues or attempts to use unlawful physical force against them. Understanding Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 404, is essential for individuals to know the circumstances in which self-defense is considered justifiable. It's important to note that the concept of self-defense relies on the reasonable belief of immediate physical danger and proportionate use of force.